More than $500 million will go toward earmarks this year. A coalition of advocacy groups says that practice means transportation and water projects are getting funded at the expense of human beings in need. Matthew Weinstein is with Voices for Utah Children, a coalition member.
The legislature has been robbing Peter to pay Paul with these earmarks for the last decade. They've exploded to the point where they've taken over 18% of the general fund budget.
The coalition had many examples. It noted the turnover for people who assist Utahns with disabilities is 86% a year because wages are so low. And there's a shortage of 46,000 affordable housing units. The coalition wants lawmakers to update transportation funding and end earmarks. Governor Gary Herbert cut back earmarks in his budget, but lawmakers disagree that transportation can spare that money. Senate Budget Leader Lyle Hilliard of Logan says it's hard to decide which programs get the remaining funding.
The health and human services issues become really, really important, and I think anyone looking at those would feel the same way.
Lawmakers have until next Friday to wrap up their budget decisions. Judy Fays, KUER News.